Hello and welcome back to The Spells We Tell Ourselves. I'm your host, I'm Libby, and today we are talking about intuition versus ego. Now, we already know intuition is generally described as listening to our inner wisdom and our highest self in order to already know the answer to some problem, already have all of the information you need, like something like that. Intuition comes from our sacral chakra, so the gut, the heart chakra, the heart, or the crown slash third eye chakras. So getting an intuitive download from some sort of, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, source, universe, highest self, God, like whatever you call it. So that is what intuition is. However, ego is a little bit different. Ego is one of the parts of our self. The ego is, in a lot of cases, ego is the learned unconscious behaviors that we have. So we don't want to get rid of our ego. That is by no means the goal of what we are talking about here. But ego can be influenced by the world around us. The things that we learned, I didn't know I was going to be plugging shadow work into this episode, but here we are. We're going to be plugging shadow work into this episode. Stay tuned. So ego is these behaviors, these thoughts, these beliefs that we get in a lot of cases from the people who raise us or within the society or culture that we are in. And how's the best way for me to describe this? Ego is generally your gut reaction to something. You see a person, okay, never mind, here you go. Your best friend decides to start a podcast where they talk about witchy subjects and they talk about tarot cards and they talk about doing something along the lines of the words you say shape your reality and your words are spells. Your ego, your gut reaction to that is, okay, that's crazy. What are you doing? Whereas your intuition may then kick in and be the second thought and goes like, oh, no, that actually really fits for them because this is what they believe in. XYZ, they are really passionate about blah, blah, blah. And you like, they are going to do super, super well at this because they know all the information. So, that ego, that gut reaction is generally something that we're taught. It's the learned behavior. So, when we talk about intuition versus ego, it can be hard to distinguish the difference between the two because you have one voice inside of you that's saying one thing, and then you have a whole other voice inside of you that's saying another. And it's like, okay, so which one do I listen to? Let's first break it down of how do you know which one is which? Being able to differentiate between our ego and our intuition is such a huge first step. And I will, as always, tag the source that I am pulling this from. This is from The Aligned Life. This is with Jen. And Jen talks about intuition and ego. And I came across this, I think it is a blog post of hers on Pinterest. And I felt like it was something that's really important. So I'm going to be pulling this directly from Jen. So, Jen, if you ever hear this, hi, I really like your work. Thank you for this. Ego lives in scarcity. Ego is the lack mindset. We've talked about wealth mindset with my friend Do Yoga with Bree, and we've talked about the wealth mindset and the lack mindset. So, ego lives in the lack mindset. Ego is the, oh, no, you shouldn't start a podcast talking about spells and tarot cards because, like, what about your 9 to 5 full-time job that pays you a salary instead of, the intuition is telling me, no, start the podcast and do a soul-based business and go into business for yourself. The other way that we can tell the difference between ego and intuition is the intuition will just be like, nah, this is it. Go for this one, man. And ego is just kind of like, no, you should do this because XYZ. Here are all the reasons. You should stay within your corporate 9-to-5 job because you have a master's degree. It's safe and health insurance, we'll say. And it's like, yeah, safety and health insurance are important, but you can get safety and health insurance from other means as well. And then another way that we can tell the difference is the ego will give anything in order for us to receive some sort of gratification. Ego loves gratification, right? So ego, loving gratification, will be like, okay, so just a little bit more, just a little bit more. And actually, this is something that I was talking about it with one of my clients earlier today, where it was like, ego loves gratification. I didn't say ego when I was talking to her because I hadn't fully thought up of this about that. But I was talking to her about how we as humans like having gratification. We don't like the things that cause delayed gratification. We like money. We like earthly possessions. We like things. We love things. Ego loves things. Ego is the, I know I am successful because look at all of this stuff that I got. Look at the amount of money that I'm making. Look at this. Look at that. Ego loves that. Intuition is happy just being. Intuition is happy just being comfortable and vibing. And your intuition doesn't need the gratification in order for it to be happy. So if that voice in your head is saying like, oh, just a little bit more, and it's talking gratification-y, then you can probably know that it's an ego, not an intuition. And so another ego test number 4 is ego changes its mind. We've already talked about this. Ego is easily influenced from people and the outside world and this, that, and the other thing in your environment. And intuition isn't. Intuition just is. Intuition is connecting with your highest self, and you already know. And it doesn't change its mind because your moral compass, your true self, doesn't change. Ego can change. You're always learning new things. We're all always learning new things. Therefore, anybody's ego can change at any point in time. And I feel like this last test that I want to highlight is ego is judgmental and a critic. We already talked about this a little bit where it was like, okay, well, ego is going to tell you not to do something and come up with every list of reason why. And it's going to put down the reason why, like, you shouldn't go do something. And it's mean. It's our inner teen coming back to haunt us. Ego is kind of like the inner teen that is going to just put you down and keep you stagnant and not where you want to be, because ego doesn't care. Ego doesn't fully care about our true happiness. Your intuition does, though. By following your intuition, you are going to reach your true happiness. By following ego, you're going to end up just getting lost. Because realistically, if your ego can change, and it does continue to change, then your destination is going to continuously end up getting changed too. If you follow the ego and it gets changed, then what does that do to your own inner compass? When we follow intuition, our inner compass is always going to stay the same. So if we can follow that intuition, we're always going to get where we may want to be. So this is my challenge to you for this week. If you can start to look at your own intuition and your ego, when a voice comes into your head, start to think to yourself, okay, is this coming from a place of ego, or is this coming from a place of intuition? Is this coming from a place of my true self? So that's where we want to be. So that is my challenge for you. And this has been such a great episode. little shameless plug. I was a guest speaker on my friend Bree's podcast, so the Wealthy Moves podcast with Do Yoga with Bree. So that is going to, it should be out now. She said it was going to be, nope, it's not out now. Just kidding. It is going to be coming out on May 31st. And so if you are not already following Do Yoga with Bree or Wealthy Moves podcast, this is your invitation to go ahead and do that. It was such a great time being able to record with her. So I really recommend going to go check that out. Other than that, you can catch me on, ooh, wait, because this is coming out on Friday. So on today, I am announcing the details on my Cosmic Badass Support Network. It is a Discord group. It is a paid membership type of group where it is meant to be a safe place for people who are on a spiritual journey, spiritual awakening, and they are looking for that touchstone and that little bit of extra support. And it's a safe space in the sense of me personally, like, not everybody in your life is going to understand your spiritual awakening or where you are on your spiritual journey. So let me give you a community that will understand. And if you are already working with me, or you are a current client or a past client, then you get in for free. Otherwise, it is a paid membership group. I'm super excited about it. So head over to my Instagram and you'll be able to get the details on that. And you can always DM me to sign up and be a part of it. I'm super excited. Other than that, I hope you all have a wonderful week and I will be back next week for both a, ooh, we have another full moon episode coming out next week. So full moon episode and our regular Friday episodes next week. Okay, bye everyone.